Okay, here we go with mitzvah number Taf Beis, mitzvah number 402. As we continue in Parshas Pinchas, we get to the three Karbanos Musafs that are, or Musaf Musafin that are quoted here in Parshas Pinchas by the Sefer Chinuch. First, the Karban Musaf of Shabbos, then we will have the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and then we'll have the Karban Musaf of Shavuos. Pesach was already quoted. We already had Shmini Atzeres, as we will talk about. Says the Torah right here, two psukim in Parshas Pinchas. Uvayom Shabbos, Shnei Chvasim, B'nei Shana Timimim, two kvasim that are a year old, ushnei asronim solas mincha belulav Hashem v'nisko, and you have the nesachim that are brought with it. Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato, the ola of Shabbos of this carbon musaf is brought on its Shabbos. Al olas hatamid v'nisko. Besides the carbon ola that was brought for the carbon tamid that we discussed yesterday, ola Shabbos b'Shabbato. Rashi points out, v'lo ola Shabbazu b'Shabbos acheres. You can't make up if you missed it on one Shabbos. You can't make it up the next week. Harei shlo hikar b'Shabbazu. Shomei ani Yaakov shdayim. This is the carbon musaf of Shabbos, which obviously is related to the tefillah of musaf that we say every day. So it says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenistabu Yisrael lahakriv shnei kvasim karban b'chol yom Shabbos. Musaf al karban ayachid, more than the carbon tamid, ashel kol yom. So it's musaf al, v'hu anikra, and that's why it's called musaf Shabbos. It's called the musaf, the added additional carbon that is brought on Shabbos, shnei emar, uviyom ha-shabbos, shnei chvasim. We already spoke about the different songs that the Levim sang every day in the Beis HaMikdash. They sung at Shachris every day, and they sung at musaf every day. The Rambam tells us, if you remember, we discussed this a couple of mitzvahs ago by the Shira of the Levim, that by the Karban Tumid every morning they sung what we say the Yom, right? Ashir Shalavim, Hoya Omer Beis HaMikdash, that was the Karban Tumid Shal Shachar, Lashem Aretzim Loa on Sunday, and on Monday, Gadol Hashem Olam O, Bashlishi, we say, on Tuesday we say, Elakim Nisa Badas Keel. By Musaf of Shabbos, today's mitzvah, they used to sing Ha'azinu, they split up Ha'azinu into six parts, the Rashi Tevis Haziv Loch, so that is how they split it up. Every 6 weeks they read the Shira of Ha'azinu, and then they started again. By Mincha, they sung special song, Az Yashir, Michamocha, V'chulu. But that's what they sung, the Musaf of Shabbos, they sung Shiras Ha'azinu, Haziv Lach. That is this mitzvah. If you look in the Bahag and the Rav Sadia Gaon, the Gaonim hold that all Musafin are counted as one big fat mitzvah. The Karban Musaf of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Shavuos and Pesach and Shmini Atzeres, all of them are counted as one mitzvah. And the Rambam is vehemently opposed. The Rambam implicitly, by counting all of the mitzvos that he has in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Mem Aleph, and Beis Mem Gimel, he has eight mitzvos of Musaf, Karbanos Musaf, and explicitly in the 13th Shorash, in Shorash Shlosh Esrei, when he talks about the rules and regulations again of counting mitzvos, the Rambam says, just because you do a mitzvah a number of times on different days doesn't mean specifically that it's going to be a separate mitzvah, that like Torahs you do every day. You're not going to count every day that you bring Torahs as a separate mitzvah. But if you have different ideas, different mitzvahs on different days, even though they look similar, you're going to count them as two mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, V'yim yomar omer, lama ze lo yimane musaf shel kol chodesh v'chodesh mitzvah befnei atzma. Why don't I count every carbon musaf of every Rosh Chodesh as a separate mitzvah? There's only one mitzvah of Musaf Rosh Chodesh, as we'll get to Bezrem next time. Nishiveyu im haya zekein, if you have to count every Musaf of Rosh Chodesh separately, mani gamkein tamid shol yom mitzvah b'fnei atzma. There should be 365 mitzvahs of the Karban Tamid. No, the Tamid is brought different days, but it's the same idea. Vaktaris aktaris b'chol yom. V'yachash lo timne elo ha'inyan ha'mitzuve bo hischayev be'ezes man she'ischayev kein. Lo timne Musaf Rosh Chodesh zulas mitzvah achas. You only count it as one, and the Mitzvah of Shabbos is one, and mitzvah of every yantif, each one is separately, because it's the same idea. Every Musaf Rosh Chodesh is the same chalos karban, and every Shabbos is the same chalos. But one shouldn't think that all the Musafin are the same. Says the Rambam, "Bezeh mimashalot ta'abo shum adam v'lo natal de'acheres avotau b'meshenit lo b'shorash hazeh to'as gadol ma'od megune." The Rambam is very upset. "Bezeh she'im manu ha'musafin kula mitzvah achas Musaf Shabbos u'Musaf Rosh Chodesh u'Musafei Moados." The Bahag counted all that as one. "V'al derech hazeh min ha'minyan ha'yiroi lohem." If they do that, why don't they count Shvisas Kol Yomtev Mitzvah Achas, Velo Asukein, the Isser Malacha of every Yomtev should be counted separately. But, says the Rambam, I think it's wrong, and the Rambam doesn't say a word here in the Hasagas. So the Megillah Esther, the Leif Sameach, two of the great commentaries on the Rambam say, oh, it must be This one, the Ramban agrees with fully, right? Doesn't say a word on the Hasagas in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, even though we had a Machlokas yesterday, in the other direction somewhat, where the Ramban counted two separate mitzvahs for Ketores, for Karban Tamid, and for Kriya Shema. The Ramban only counted one. Here, even the Ramban counted separately, so Lachora, the Ramban would count it separately as well. That is the Ramban, clearly. So the Ramban argues with the Gaonim. What's the svar behind the Machlokas? Why would you say all the Musafir should be counted as one, like the Gaonim do, or why would you count them separately? The Pashas of the Psukim is like the Rambam. The Rambam, they're all presented separately in their separate Parashios. So, a couple of ideas. The Mitzvah HaMelech Rabbi Sement here presents a number of ideas from the Achronim, where he suggests that maybe one idea is that according to the Rambam, what's the Mechayiv of the Karban? Is the Mechayiv of the Karban the Shem Chag? Or is the Mechayiv of the Karban the specific Yantif Yantif? So, for example, the Karban Chagiga, there's only one Karban Chagiga. You don't count the Chagiga of Shavuos, a Chagiga of Sukkot, a Chagiga of Pesach. Why? Because the Chiyuv of the Mechayiv of Chagiga is the Shem Chag. So it's a Chagigas Haregel. That's what it is. It's an Olas Re'iyah. That is related to the generic idea of a Yantif. But what's the machlokas, the Rambam and the Bahag? The Bahag must say the same thing by Musaf. Musaf is no different than a Re'iya and a Chagiga, so too. Musaf, it's the Musfei HaChag. And that's included in Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos too, but that's an added Chiddush. But the Rambam must say no. The Chagiga and the Re'iya, that comes from the generic nature of the Yontif. But when it comes to Musaf, this is a Musfei Shabbos. This is a Musfei Rosh Chodesh. This is a Musfei Pesach. This is a Musfei Shmini Atzeres. It's a separate Chalo Shem Karban. The Mechayev is the specific ideas of the Yontif, not the generic. And a fascinating Nafkamina might be, the Mishnah says in Zvachim, and Daf Mem Vav, right, the end of the fourth parak, right before Ezeo Makoman, the Mishnah says there that the Karban is Nizvach L'Shem Shisha Dvarim. There are six Kavanas that a Kohen has to have when he checks a Karban. One of them is L'Shem Zevach. What Karban is this? So maybe the Rambam and the Bahag would argue, what does the Kohen have to be thinking about? Does he have to be thinking about L'Shem Karban Achag or L'Shem specific Chag? That could be a Nafkamina. Also, if it sounds this way like the Rambam from another Gemara that we know, in Zvachim Daf Peites. The Gemara there talks about the order of the Musafin. The Musaf, if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. We know Shabbos goes before Rosh Chodesh because of Tadir. Shabbos, Musafi Shabbos goes Musafi Rosh Chodesh. What about Rosh Chodesh before Rosh Hashanah? That also the Gemara goes through. And the Gemara entertains the issues of not just Tadir, Rishayin, Tadir, but Tadir and Mekudash. The Musaf Rosh Chodesh is more Mekudash than the Musaf of Shabbos. But you see just the whole understanding and the whole given, the assumptions of that Gemara is that they're different ideas. So it sounds like the Rambam. It's not impossible, but it sounds like the Rambam. That is one idea that you might suggest for the machlokas. What's another idea? The machlokas behind the machlokas. It says Rabbi Sement, Be'ikr dina de musafin yishla ayein imhu me etzem hayantif o tahavirak dinim hanohagim biyantif. What does he say? There are some ideas of Yontif that reflect the essence of the Yontif. It's part of the Kedushas Yontif. For example, the Isser Malacha. The Isser Malacha of Shabbos is part of the essence of Shabbos. The Isser Malacha of Sukkot is part of the essence of Sukkot. But then, there's part two of a Yontif, a mitzvah that you happen to do on the Chag. The mitzvah of Lulav is not specifically connected to the Mahus of the Yontif. It's a separate mitzvah. It's counted as a separate mitzvah. Any of the mitzvahs that we do on the Yontif, that is separate. That's not counted as a reflection of the Isser itself. Kiddush. Kiddush is an act that we do, but it's not reflective of the essence like Isser Malacha is. So, says the Mitzvah HaMelech, maybe this is goof for the question. What about the Musaf? Is Musaf like the Isser Malacha? It's a reflection of the day itself, or no? It's a separate din that you do on Yantif. So, according to the Bahag, according to Rav Sadia Gaon, maybe it is not Isser Malacha. It's a separate mitzvah. And if it's a separate mitzvah, then you could say it's a separate mitzvah. All the Chagim have this separate mitzvah, and you count it as one big fat mitzvah. But if you say that the Karban Musaf is a reflection of the day itself, like Shvisas, like the Isser Malacha of the day, then like the Rambam says, every Yontif is different. It's a different Mahus of the day, and therefore you would count it separately. This also relates, he just ends off by mentioning, this also relates to the fact that why the Torah mentions different parshios of the Chagim. We have the parsha of the Moadim and parshas Emor and parshas Pinchas and parshas Re'eh. Three times, different leanings that we have on Yontif. Why does the Torah have to do that? What's the emphasis of each one? In Pinchas, specifically, what we're talking about is the Karban Musafs. Karan Musafs are mentioned. It's fascinating ha'ara that he has. Rosh Chodesh is only mentioned here. Rosh Chodesh is not mentioned in MR at all. It's amazing. Why not? Because maybe the earlier in MR, it's all about the Issur Malacha. I mean, it's a Dover Pasha. It's obvious, but it's a great Ha'ara. There it's talking about the Issur Malacha related. Masha'en came here in Pinchas, it's talking about the Musafin. Ah, he just ends off with a question. Why did it say, it mentions the Musafin there, V'hikrafta Mishel Hashem. It says at the end of every section in MR, so he has a beautiful chiddush. He says it could be, like that we were just talking about, there is a generic idea to the musafs, and maybe if you bring one carbon for a musaf on every holiday, you're yotzei the carbon the musaf of the chag. But Pinchas is about the unique carbonus musaf that reflect the special nature of each chag, that's in Pinchas. That's why it doesn't even specify earlier in Emor, V'hikrafta Mishel Hashem, and only in Pinchas does it go through the Pratim. Again, this is here in the Mitzvah HaMelech and Mitzvah Mem Al through Mem Gimel, explaining why the Rambam quotes every single carbon musaf as a separate mitzvah, unlike the Bahag and the other Gaonim. Good, so let's continue reading. Shenemar v'yom haShabbos shnei chavasim. Right, the mitzvah is to bring the karban musaf. Mishar shei mitzvah samusafin kol yishal yomim tovim. The shorash of the mitzvah of the karban musaf is, as I wrote earlier, by the mitzvah of the musaf of Pesach and elsewhere, that it's all to bring extra karbanos to make us realize that this is a special day. Right, acharya peulos, as he always says, v'cho inyan kedei shenikva b'machshav aseinu im maisa hakarban godel hayom v'rov kedushaso v'chisheshes yamasa as Hashem esrayim v'saras. Shabbos is all about reminding us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, rested on the seventh, and we are giving testimony, we're giving edus to that fact as we go through the special avoda of Shabbos. There is an amazing Mordechai, the Mordechai in Perakol Kisvei in Masechta Shabbos, which is quoted in the Ramah. The Ramah quotes it in Siman Reish Pei Aleph, that the psukim that we just read says, Uvayom HaShabbos, Shnei Chvasim Eishon HaTamimim. The Mordechai says, on other days of the days of the week, it says, Baboker, Baboker, when somebody has to bring the karban. The Talmud, Mashenkin here, the carbon Musaf of Shabbos, it says, Uvayom HaShabbos. You know what that teaches me? You could daven a little later on Shabbos. That's what the Ramah says in Reish Pei Aleph. V'noagim shebeshabbos ma'achrin yoser lavola beisakneses mi'bachol. You come a little later, right? Shein beshabbos tainug mishum de betamid shel yemosachol nemar baboker. By the Talmud shel yemeachol, it says boker. Ve'esol Shabbos nemar uvayom HaShabbos. Demashma Ichor. It says Yom and not Boker. Yom in contrast to Boker means a little later. That is the Ramah, quoting the Mordechai. If you look in all the Achronim note that the Ramah doesn't say you can daven whenever you want. The Ramah just says, Ma'achrin Yoser. What did they daven in those days? They daven Vasikin. It means you don't have to get up, you don't have to have a sikin. You don't have to get up when it's still dark outside, you'll have one later. But obviously, Zman Kriyishma, Zman Tfila, the Magen Avram, everyone says, you gotta be careful. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, Umikal Makam, Srichan Lizar, Shal Lavar, Zman Kriyishma, Ubarashi and Megillah, Mashma, Shkam Bashabbos, Mitzvah Lamar, Likro Kriyishma, Kivasikin. So again, even if you want to say that the Mordechai says it and the Ramah quotes it, it doesn't mean that there are no Zmanim. You have to be worried about midaktim about Zmanim. If you look at the Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes here, there are a minority of opinions that say maybe this means that there are no Zmanim on Shabbos by Yom, and he says, Pasha says that's wrong. Pasha says, Ruba the Ruba of the post Gemara, that's wrong. He quotes that there is in the Sefer Toldos Maram Shik, Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, he quotes that maybe some people wanted to do this because after davening on Shabbos, a lot of times people spend hours talking about Batala and Lashon Hara and Rechilus, so the longer davening is and the later it starts, so you can have less time for that. Says the Piskei Tshuvos, though, does that apply to every situation? Does that apply to us? We go home afterwards, and there's plenty of time in between. So he says that it's difficult to say that is the heter because they don't want people to doing that, so they violate this. But also, you can't pick and choose what you're going to violate. So he says, he quotes, Vishlet Sayin, in the Piskei Tshuvos that everybody argues, and not only everybody argues, but even Rishonim argue. Early sources argue. If you look at the Radvaz, he's on the border of the Rishonim and the Achronim. The Radvaz in Siman Tuf Reish Yud Dalet, he was asked about this, and he asked a very simple question. Simple question that maybe we're bothered by. What's the Mordechai talking about anyway? What does he say? By the Tumid of a weekday, it says Boker, and by Shabbos, it says Yom. 1 minute. The Talmud that says Boker, that's also brought on Shabbos. The Pasuk of Yom By Shabbos, that's by the Musaf. The Karbet Tumid of Shabbos also has Boker. So what's the Mordechai even talking about? So the Radvaz says, well, first let me explain the Mordechai. Gavra Rabba Amar Milsav Otichicholei. Don't laugh at him and think he made a mistake. He didn't make a mistake. What he means was, when it says B'yom HaShabbos, it must be that it's relating even to the Karbet Tumid. It's related how you read. If it works out, how the Mordechai must have read the Pesukim. Don't think that he made a mistake. But then in the second half of this little tshuva, he says, but even though I just explained the Mordechai, I don't think I hold like him. V'yavol v'sheharesi panim l'tam haminog l'kayim divrei harishonim v'kol shegein divrei Rabbeinu Haigon shedvar divrei Kabbalah lo tachshov sh'ani sover sheminog yafehu. Don't think that I like this minog. Ela minog bilti hagun ela yashkim l'tfila b'shabes kamo b'shar ha'yamim v'yafilu l'tiyatam d'biyom mashma ichur. You can't just prove. So again, everybody should follow their custom, but it seems pretty clear that one cannot miss any Zmani Tfila, Zmani Kriyashma for it, and the Piske Chuvas ends off a hakol of imashihu adam lafika chosa vataras lipo. One has to be careful. And I might add, just in terms of shalom bias. So if somebody wants to go to Hashkama and then just be out for 4 hours, but what about one's wife who's going to be home with the kids? I'm going to be a great tzaddik to go early, and my kids are all home Shabbos morning, and, you know, my wife has to be home. No, could be, you know, daven a little later within this Zman, but stay home Shabbos morning in order to have some family time. That's also an important value that one has to be aware of. So that is in terms of that pasuk of Yom HaShabbos Shnei Chavasim. A couple of other issues that come up related to Tfilas Musaf. One is, well, we're just talking about women. What about women in Tfilas Musaf? Do women have to daven Musaf? So women are pterus from Zman Grama. But the Gemara says in Brachas that Tefillah is Rachamininu. So they're Chayavas in Tefillah. Different parts of Tefillah. What are they Chayav in? Big discussion. What about Musaf? So there was a tshuva of the Besamim Rosh, who we still don't know for sure who wrote it. We used to think that it was the Rosh, but we are pretty clear that it's not. But Rabbi Kiva Eger also says the same thing in Siman Tes, that women are Peturos from Tefillah's Musaf. Why? Musaf of Shabbos. Because it is... Musaf is a carbon sibur, and it's collected from the machzis ha-shekel, because women do not give towards the machzis ha-shekel, they don't have a chelik of the carbon siburs, and therefore they are pater from davening, pturus from davening musaf. This is Rabbi Kiva Eger. All the achronim are bothered. Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Khanan in the Be'er Yitzchak in Simen Chav says, they're pturus from musaf because they don't give machzis ha-shekel? So what about Kohanim and Levim? What about less than 20 years old? They're also pater from musaf? I don't have to daven musaf until I'm 20. No, of course not. Says the Be'er Yitzchak, says the Be'er Yitzchak Al-Khanan, there's no connection between the Machzis HaShekel and the Chiyuv of Musaf, of the Karbonos, the Karbonos. It's not kosher to the Shkalim. And therefore, you would say, even if somebody doesn't have the Chiyuv to give, but they're included Pashas in the Kapara, no, the Chuvas Amudei Or, Reb Chiel Heller from the 1800s, he says this explicitly. The Avagav Sha'anashim lo hayu shoklos mikomakom miskaprim hayu gam heim b'chol karbonos ha-sibur kamo paro shol kohen gadol sheba mishelo umikomakom achiv ha-kohenim miskaprim bo v'davar zeh levachu nachon misvara sheri kama kaparos hayu tluyim b'karbon sibur atu nomar denashim lo niskapru klau. Women have to be included. How can you say that? So therefore, many Achronim don't understand what this Rebbe Kiva Eger means. If you look in the Stipler in the Kilas Yaakov and Tzvachim, he gives a lumdus to try to explain what's the difference between women and Kohanim and Levim in less than 20. Two aspects. And he says, when it comes to a carbon sibur, there's the Chi of Hakrava. There's a Chi of Hakrava. You have to make sure it's being hukrav. Kohanim and Levim also are included in that. And then there's the Chi of Nesina Shkalim. Kohanim and Levim are excluded from the Nesina Shkalim. But Lu Yitzuyer, let's say a case would come up that the Shkalim would not be enough for the Karban Sibur, that the Kohanim and Levim would have a Chi of to also partake and make sure it gets done. Women, suggest the Stipler, are, because it's Hazman Grama, Avodah is only Bayom, women are even excluded from that element. And therefore they wouldn't have any Chiyuv to make sure that it is brought in the Hakrava, not just the Nesina. And that's why they would be more excluded than Kohanim and Levim. Either way, so it's a machlokas in Lamdis. What do we paskin alach lamaisa? The Mishnah Berura quotes a machlokas aposkim in Simin Kuf Yud. Bitzlach kasef tepeturos avol b'sefer mugging gibran pasach hayavos machlokas tetzlach. He's referring to his emesekas brachas anav chavav, where the tzlach says that women are peturos, but he said, can they daven? Can they daven? Says the tzlach, yes. They can daven. Why? Because much of the problem that the Rambam and others have with women making brachas on Zman Grama is because of the word vitzivanu. They weren't mitzufas. So how could we say vitzivanu? But here there is no vitzivanu. Just an extra tefila. Aval betefila lo amrina vitzivanu. El shabirchas atefila he me'etzem ha-mitzvah atzma. V'kivan she'nashar mashahs la'kayim kol mitzvahs. Everybody agrees they can do this man grama. The only machlokas is the bracha. So here too, tefilas musaf, rishus lam lispalel. There is no chiyuv, says the tzlach, but it is a good idea. The Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner also says, in Chelek Dalad, Simin Yud Beis, that there's no problem with women davening according to everybody. It's not called the tefilas nedava, because this is a chefsa, shel tefilas chova. It's just the chova is the tur gavra, but they can daven if they want to. Again, no chiyuv, but there is no problem with their davening. That's an important discussion of women in Karban Musaf. One or two other horrors related to Karban Musaf, that now that we're talking about it, number one is, there is an important discussion, if somebody is late in davening, and the tzibur gets up to Musaf already at the time when it's already mincha time. Comes up a lot of times, but now this time of year, during the winter time, right, when the mincha gedola is very early. So the Raman, the Shulchan Aruch, quote different opinions in Simen, Reish, Pei, Vav, what you should do, because Musaf is kolayom, and the chiyuv of mincha is right now, so maybe one should have a mincha even before Musaf. The Shulchan Aruch, though, quotes, it's very confusing, betzibur. What you do at home is your own issue. But betzibur is very confusing to do mincha before Musaf, so just do the regular Musaf before mincha, the Shulchan Aruch recommends, in Simen, Reish, Pei, Vav. One final point related to Musaf, and that is, we know the halacha, that if somebody makes a mistake and starts saying the weekday Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, not because they think it's weekday, but because it's a Shikra Delishna. We start saying Atachonein, and then we catch ourselves. So the halacha is that, based on the Gemara Brachas, we finish the bracha, and then we go back to Atakidashta or whatever the Shmona Esrei it is. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that we're Machmir Misveka for this Deah, that by Musaf you stop where you are. Stop where you are. Because Musaf, what's the whole svara that you should continue to the end of the bracha? Because it's appropriate to daven the whole Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, but it's tircha d'tzibura. So Chazal said you don't have to, but if you started a bracha, you might as well finish it. By Musaf, you don't have a Musaf on a weekday. It's not shy to talk about, oh, the 18 brachas are normal for Musaf, but we're just adding on. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch quotes that one should stop in the middle, and Mishnah Berurah quotes that we should be machmer for that day to stop in the middle and not continue when it comes to Musaf. Okay, these are some of the issues relating to Musaf. I didn't get to mention, the Meshech Chachma says the Musaf of Shabbos is the only one that's purely Ola, not Chatas, because one is activities are even more limited on Shabbos, so I don't think there's going to be any problems to bring a carbon chatas, maybe an ola. Ola is machaper on hirhure avera. So hirhurim mutarim on Shabbos, says the Meshech Chachma. It's just maisim that are a problem. That would be more of a problem on Yontif than on Shabbos, and that's why there's a difference. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue.